The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A colleague of mine calls the Obama-McCain contest a choice between your wise old grandfather or your cool uncle. But that leaves out one aspect of this race, which is race. More after this. There's a precedent for dealing with the age issue. Ronald Reagan proved you could defuse it by joking about it, which John McCain is happy to do.
What should we be looking for in our next president? Certainly, someone who is very, very, very old.
Yes, but race may be a little tougher to finesse. Barack Obama owes his credibility as a candidate to Iowa, which proved that large numbers of white voters were willing to make him president. And pollsters report that 90% of voters are happy to see a minority candidate in the general election. And yet, there is something called the Bradley effect, named after former L.A. Mayor Tom Bradley,
who in his California gubernatorial run was leading by substantial numbers in the polls going into the weekend before the race and lost.
Michael Fauntroy teaches public policy at George Mason University.
He cannot be seen bringing race into the discussion at all points. But on the other hand, if he continues to ignore it, I think he has a problem.
Conservative author Shelby Steele, who like Obama has a black father and a white mother, said early in the campaign that to have any hope of winning, Obama would have to say something like this.
It was my middle Western, middle class, white mother's values of responsibility and hard work that account for me being the fine young man you see today. It was not blackness.
And sure enough, in his latest ad, what does Barack Obama say over a picture of his mother and his grandparents?
I was raised by a single mom and my grandparents. We didn't have much money, but they taught me values straight from the Kansas heartland where they grew up.
You see, it's always tempting to think that you're in new territory.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Politics has a remarkable way of bringing us back. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, June 23rd, 2008.